Hello everyone, this is Moncef Afkel, and thank you so much for being here with us on Your Divine Uniqueness. Thank you so much for joining us live, and also thank you for those who listen to the replay later. Very, very excited because you joined us in this special call because we talk a lot about ascension, awakening on a spiritual level. But a few times on the show where we really talked about how we can bridge both physical and spiritual, and because our body also needs to integrate the energies that we are always receiving, and you sense this in your day-to-day experience and how things are moving fast and how you feel that the body also needs to adapt and needs to also to go through this ascension journey. And today we'll be talking about that, about both the spiritual and the physical, and also how food can really help us to raise our vibration and help our body to be in that vibration to make the ascension journey much more easier and much more graceful. And so it will be about your unique nutrition blueprint for ascension. Very excited about that. It will be really, really special call. And for that, we have with us Dr. Lara May. And she empowers you and everyone to take an active role in your health and healing, bridging both the energetic with the physical. So she will share with us about her work, her story, and her light body healing modality, which is really, really amazing. So very excited about that. And also toward maybe the middle of the call, we will have a light body activation. So Dr. Lara will guide us through that. And also in the second part of the call, we will have a Q&A as always. So you will be able to ask your questions and to receive readings also from Dr. Lara. And for that, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2 on your phone or the web call to talk to Dr. Lara, or you can write your questions on the question box, which is on the webcast page. With that, Dr. Lara, welcome to the show. Very happy that you joined us today.
Hello, thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, beautiful. Before we start talking about our subjects today, I would love if you can share with us a little bit about your journey. How did you came to start helping people about that, adapting or maybe bridging, the energetic with the physical. And also about your modality, the light body healing modality. I would love if you can share with us about that.
Okay, absolutely. I think like most people, I came into where I am now with going through a very personal experience. In 2014, during the spring, I found myself at work overnight on a graveyard shift, laying on the floor with a debilitating migraine. And I've had migraines since I was 18, but these were getting progressively more severe and more debilitating. And at this moment, I was sort of at a frustrated breaking point, and it was a point of real surrender for me. I was listening to an Abraham Hicks playlist on YouTube, and something just clicked within me, and I realized that I was in a very toxic work environment, and I had a very toxic boss at that time, and I was starting to question the path that had brought me to this point. But I realized while listening and being in that surrendered state that I had the power to change it. So I realized that the environment was contributing to my sickness, but I also had the power to change my vibration and change what I was doing with my physical body, and that I didn't have to be a victim of what was happening around me, and I didn't have to take it all in and, be such an empathic sponge with it. And so at that point is when I really chose to make it my mission to be the lighthouse within the darkness of that workspace, but also to start taking action steps to change my health. And the first thing I did was to really to get rid of all gluten in my life. And again, this was 2014, so it was before it was all the rage to be paleo and keto and all of those different things. But for me, that was the first step. I thought, well, I'll try this and see how it works. And through also along this path, I was beginning my education with the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. And so I was learning about integrative nutrition and using food as medicine. And from there, I really wanted to dive into functional medicine after I myself worked with a naturopath that really helped me to use herbs and adaptogens to balance out my adrenals and to really come back into a state of wellness while at the same time utilizing energetic modalities that I had learned through being master attuned to angelic Reiki. And again, like I said, I was a student of Abraham Hicks. So really merging all of these things together is what my ultimate solution is, and it's what I've become really passionate about. And it's now what I want to bring to other people, because I do hear over and over and over, well, I'm trying this and I'm trying that, and it's almost like we all, a lot of us have the bits and pieces, but we're not putting it together for the full picture. And so that's what I help people do, is I help them create that full, whole picture for themselves.
Yeah, that's so beautiful, and I love that you mentioned the part of your journey where you really realize that you have the power to change where you were and your vibration, and not being victim anymore, because we all have this power to change our life and to change where we are, and like to shift to our highest path. And yeah, many times, especially when it's really challenging, we forget about that. But that was really, really a great reminder. And so I would love if you can share with us from your perspective about the light body, what it is from your perspective, and how it is so important to our physical and also spiritual healing.
Sure. So our light body is really the vehicle to our graduation to pure source light. So if we think about ascension is an expansion, is an opening, it's energetic graduation to full cosmic consciousness, alignment, openness, connection, right? Our light body is our vehicle that helps us all along on that journey. And so we have our aura that's outside of us about the size of our wingspan if we put our arms out like a T. And then outside of that is our light body. And it, again, connects us with that higher consciousness, the divine guidance, our higher self. And when we are in alignment and connected with that, then we can really be, we can move along with more flow on this journey to expansion and ascension and alignment.
Yeah, beautiful. And like through your modality or the way that you guide others, how do you advise them to be aligned with the light body and like having this or initiating this connection?
So it's multiple pronged approach, of course, like so many things in our lives. But so step one is to ground yourself. And this might seem a little opposite because we're talking about expansion and connection, and that's, a lot of upper chakra work, right? But really, to truly be aligned and connected, we need to focus on grounding into the earth and connecting with Mother Earth and being in our physical bodies and then expanding from there to create that true connection. Because we are energetic beings having a physical experience as humans. So within, when we chose to incarnate into these physical bodies, we also, from my perspective, agreed to a certain soul contract. And part of that contract is being in the physical. And so to really engage, yes, and I will take you through this activation later when we do the meditation. we'll expand and we'll get our light bodies spinning faster and in alignment. But I'm going to take you through a grounding first. So it's a combination of grounding, being in the physical body, and then connecting and allowing the expansion from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that you mentioned grounding because it's very important. And also when we pay attention also to the, how to say, to our nutrition and what we eat, it also helps us a lot through this process. And we feel how, like, how to say, how we feel and how our body feels so grounded depending on what we eat, if it's healthy or if it's not. So what is the importance of our nutrition also in this connection with our light body?
Yes, so with each bite we take, each bite is its own little energetic vibrational imprint. And so if once we decide to get intentional and get deliberate and eat for our highest and greatest good, then we start to make that connection with spiritual nutrition. And so it's, if we really think about with what we put in our body is a reflection of self-love and self-respect. And I personally believe right now that ascension and expansion demands an element of unconditional love and non-judgment and compassion, both within ourselves and to those we come in contact with. But it has to start with us. And so that first step with our physical body is what we eat, right? We can't survive without eating. And so eating organic, unprocessed, whole, real food has innumerable benefits. We all know that. That's not, you know, an esoteric, you know, secret or concept. And so that's really the most basic sort of prescription that I, you know, give my clients and I give people in general is just eat simply, tune in, ask for guidance about what you should eat or, you know, what is seasonal at the moment. So right now it's in the northern hemisphere. It's fall. Things are getting colder. We're, you know, preparing for winter. So we do want to focus on more grounding things like sweet potatoes or squash, root vegetables, those type of things, warming things because it's cold outside. So we want to have that balance, create balance within our bodies and nature. And so, again, it's a multiple pronged, but it is about creating that alignment and connection across the span of our mind, body, and spirit and with the earth and nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, you just mentioned that we ask our body what it needs. And like having this intuitive guidance, it can be really helpful because many times we have different needs and also our body has different needs. So in general, is there like, how to say, like for healing or for maybe for raising vibration, is there like some, like each kind of food is used for some kind of maybe goal we want to reach?
You can actually, what we can do, we call eat for the chakras. And so this is an approach that that we can also take too, is if we are attuned to our energetic being and we know that maybe we have an imbalance in our roots or maybe an imbalance in our throat, and, you know, there's the colors that are associated with each chakra. So we can eat more of those colors or, like, again, with the root, that's very grounding. With the throat, that would be, like, blueberries, things that are blue or purple for the crown chakra. And so, yes, actually you can complement that with aligning those energies to help balance each other out.
Mhm. Beautiful. And yeah, that's really interesting. And also, like we experience that in our daily life when we eat, like you said, healthy food. Sometimes even the raw food, it can be really helpful in the way we feel. And also through this if we are going through a healing process, it can be really helpful and make this process much easier, because like our body, like it's made of water and hold memories, and the, how to say, the materials of which the food is made of, it also can be stored and keep that, and our body will keep that energy. If it's healthy, it will really help through the process of growth and ascension. If not, it will hold these energies within the body that can be, how to say, keep us back, and maybe we feel our energy draining after that.
Yeah, that's why I think also it's really important to emphasize where does our food come from, and really sort of getting mindful about, you know, are we getting our food from the grocery store? Is it organic? Is it GMO? Is it non-GMO? Are we able to get locally sourced fruits and vegetables, and maybe meat, dairy, and eggs as well? I know personally I live up in the mountains, and sometimes it's hard throughout the seasons to get fresh things absolutely local, so I subscribe to a CSA box, which brings fresh organic produce up the hill for those that live here. And the importance, just like you said, is, you know, we are composed of the elements of which the universe was born. So all of those, not just the carbon, but the silica, and, you know, just we could think about it like as stardust. But within that also, that's our food also has those things. And if we are buying just the regular GMO vegetables that are in our normal grocery store, then they're not going to be full of those nutrients and micronutrients that we need to be fully nourished and fully supported. And so we need to start thinking about our food as a source of support and nourishment. And that's one of the things that I work with too with my clients, is creating that relationship with food, getting rid of the diet mentality. That is totally out the window. That's old Pisonian age stuff. So no more diets. Mm-hmm. You know, what is our relationship with food? See it as nourishing, see it as supporting, creating that that version of love and compassion with our bodies, and also seeing our bodies as a tool for spiritual growth as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. It's, we really need to change our relationship with food, because, like, especially nowadays, because everything is moving so fast, and even the food, we don't give it importance. We try, how to say, to just eat very fast, and we don't give importance to what we are eating. We just, it's like a burden that we need to move through it fast, and then to take action and do the rest of the things that we need to do in life. But in fact, like you said, like our relationship with food must be in our priority, because it's really important in how it can help our body to also in the creation process that we are doing in our life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And Lara, I would love if we can do the light body activation now, so our audience can experience maybe your modality. Okay.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay. So everyone, get comfortable wherever you are. Feel free, if you're able to, lie down if you would like. If you're driving, please just listen and stay present. But otherwise, close your eyes, get comfortable, and just start to breathe deeply. Deeply in through the nose, and exhale completely out through the mouth. Inhale completely through the nose, and exhale everything out, let it all go. One more deep inhale in, and exhale, let it all go. We call on the guides of the highest truth and compassion, our angels, our spirit guides, our ancestors, any light beings of pure source light to come in and surround us now. Protect us. Help us know exactly what we need to know to make our next divine right action. We thank you for your support and your guidance and your love. We now open a gigantic ascension column of light all around us. This column of light connects us with our monad and God. It reaches all the way up into the heavens, and at the same time, it extends all the way down into the earth. Feel it lock into the fiery core of Mother Earth. Feel that grounding and stability. Feel the openness that this column of light has created. Inhale, bring in the light from above you. And exhale, feel it move all the way through you down into the core of the earth. Inhale again, this time bringing the light up from the core of the earth all the way through you. And exhale, feel it shoot up above your head into the heavens, into the stars. On the next inhale, bring in the light from all directions into your heart space. And as you exhale, feel that light expand, encompassing your throat and your solar plexus. Inhale, bring in the light from all directions. And exhale, feel the light encompass your crown and your root chakra. Inhale, bring in the light from all directions. And exhale, feel the light expand all around your physical body. Inhale, bring in the light from all directions, heaven and earth. And exhale, feel the golden light expand to encompass your entire auric space. Feel the light permeate every single cell. Feel it permeate your DNA, light it up, activate it. Feel it enlighten and expand your aura. And just breathe here for a moment, adjusting to this new vibration, adjusting to this light. On your next inhale, bring in more light and exhale into your light body. Feel the light reach every nook and cranny of your Merkaba, your light body, your vehicle for connection and ascension. Inhale, bring in more light. And on your next exhale, notice that your light body starts to spin. Notice which direction. Just feel it intuitively. Just go with it. Maybe you feel the top half of your light body go in one direction and the bottom half in the opposite. Notice if it feels balanced, and maybe notice if it feels a little wonky and out of alignment. Just notice where you are without judgment, being the observer. Inhale again deeply, and this time as you bring in the light and as you exhale it, notice how that light helps speed up the spinning of your light body. And if you have the opposite spinning, maybe you notice a little vortex forming. As you continue to breathe deeply and regularly, bringing in the light and exhaling a little bit faster, that speeding, that spinning goes. And as the spinning comes into balance and comes into alignment, start to feel how you feel locked in to that beautiful sacred geometry of the Merkaba. Feel everything that no longer serves you being spun out for transmutation. Maybe you feel it going down into the fiery core of the earth. Or maybe you feel it going up, up, and away. Maybe you notice both. Release everything that no longer serves you. Surrender through that connection with your higher self, with your light body, with divine guidance. As it spins faster, it also expands. Feel the expansion. Feel the connection. Maybe notice if you're receiving any divine guidance or messages. And know that this is a space and a feeling that you can come back to at any time. And the more you practice this, the easier it'll become, and the more of a natural state it will be for you. Connected, aligned, expanding, at peace, grounded in. Continue to breathe here for three more breaths. We ask that this experience and this vibration be grounded into this physical time, space, reality. But we also ask that all the transmutations and all the healing be transmuted across all time, dimension, space, and reality for our highest and greatest good, for the greatest good of all. Take another deep breath in and bring in the light, feel the expansion. And this time as you exhale, envision it wrapping around the entire globe. And that this love and light and compassion reach whoever is ready and open to receiving. Or maybe even if they're not, just for the highest and greatest good of all. For the ascension of the earth, so that we may all know what it means to be awake and alive and in love with each other and with ourselves. And now start to bring your breath back into your body. Start to bring your energy back in, back into the room where you are. Feel whatever is underneath you as it supports you. We thank Mother Earth for all of her constant support. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We thank our angels and guides for being with us today. Keep coming back in. Maybe rub your hands on your legs. Maybe stomp your feet. Do whatever you need to ground back in to this time, space, and reality, to this presentness. And when you're ready, open your eyes to the room.
Yeah, that was beautiful. Thank you, Dr. Lara. Yeah, it felt for me very, very grounding and calming. And also my energy felt expanding. So it was really a beautiful experience. And also the energy, it's for me, like it was more powerful in the crown chakra. Yeah, it was powerful. So thank you so much for that.
And
everyone, we would also love to hear from you. What did you experience? You can share with us your feedback on the question box, which is on the webcast page, or when we will start taking questions, you can share it if you are calling from the phone. Dr. Lara, before we start taking questions from our audience, I would love if we can talk about the light body healing special offer that you put together for our audience. I'm very excited about that. It has several modules. So I would love if we can if you can share with us what the experience will be that our audience can experience with you through that. And everyone, I invite you to go to the link yourdivineuniqueness.com/Lara. yourdivineuniqueness.com/Lara. LARA. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or on the replay page when it becomes available there. And the first module is the 60-minute intuitive energy healing session. So what you normally do during your session and how you help your people who work with you?
Yeah, so this there's so much juicy stuff in this offer, but with the healing session itself, that is totally one-on-one. It's very personalized. I do ask that you sort of think about your intentions and what you're wanting to maybe bring forth or work on or clear, and so we can focus in on that. And then it's a culmination for me. I incorporate distance Reiki and reading, and always with my work, there's channelings that come through. And it can really be about anything, whether it's a career transition, it can be about your health or relationship, just whatever you're wanting to bring forth into your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's beautiful. And then we have the Divine Blueprint Upgrade Workshop. So it's a video workshop. So what it is about?
Yes, so the Divine Blueprint Upgrade is a specific technique where you tune in and you work with individual aspects of your energetic and physical body, and with each one, and there's an e-guide that comes with it. And so during the video, I take you through it, and then you have the e-guide to keep forever. Well, you have the video to keep forever too, but and so what you do is you tune in and you intuitively feel into where you are, like on a scale of 0 to 100, 100 being the best, so like on a percentage scale. And then we call in your divine guides and your healing masters to help you upgrade. And so you will literally feel the upgrade with each aspect as you work through it. It's really powerful. And again, it's one of those things that the more you do it, the faster it can be for you. And eventually you can get to the place where you say, you know, where you tune in, you figure out where it is, and you just say, you know, you upgrade, and it goes straight up to 100%, and you seal it in with beautiful golden light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. The more we practice something, the more it becomes much more natural and easier to do. And also, we are offering different meditations, activations, and kits. So, what are those about? Does our audience need to follow a certain order, in following them, or it's just dependent on their intuition?
I would definitely encourage people to approach it intuitively. So, I have included a light body activation, which is a similar of what we went through, but a little different. And then there's also the Metatron Laser Light Healing Guide, and that enables you to focus in on maybe something specific within your physical body that you're wanting to heal or bring into alignment or clear something out of, and that's a really powerful tool to use. And then along my journey, I have found that probably the most foundational thing is a daily practice of gratitude and meditation. And so the Find Your Zen and Gratitude Kit is a guide to help you establish that. And again, it really helps you to there's different options. So you can figure out what resonates with you, what works with your schedule, and what is it that you're going to look forward to doing every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beautiful. And then we have the last module, which is Food Foundations Kit. And it includes different items. So can you please talk about that too?
Yes. So I included, like you said, the Food Foundations Kit, and that's a culmination of four different ebooks. The first one, and again, you don't have to do these in any specific order. Just wherever you are is a perfect place to start. So the 3-day paleo cleanse is an introductory 3-day cleanse to help you ease into grain-free living. There is no starvation with any of my plans, so eat, find, satisfaction and satiation with your food. But it's simple, clean food. It includes all of your recipes, shopping lists, and there's support information for you as well. And the 7-day Lighten Up is a 7-day clean eating program. And so you can stack these together as well. And then the other eating program that I've included, it's a 3-week. Sugar is just buried and disguised in everything. And so it's really about understanding how it's hidden, where it shows up, and then how to navigate that so that if you're wanting to maybe not even eliminate but just decrease the amount of sugar in your life, you know where to start and how to do that in a healthy and supported way. And then the last guide is the Eat Your Way Beautiful. And this talks about a well-balanced, again, approach to eating, but also creating well-being. And it includes foods for hormonal balance. It includes a primer on your gut and liver health. And then at the very end, it includes a great bone broth recipe that you can personalize for your own path.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Dr. Lara, for putting all of those modules together. And I love that you are mixing both the energetic level and also the physical through the Food Foundation Kit. And yeah, I feel it's a complete companion that through the activations and workshop that our audience can use in the day-to-day life, and also through the guides for the food, it can really helpful to energize and raise the vibration of the body. Very grateful to you, Dr. Lara. Thank you so much for offering that. And everyone, highly recommend this package that Dr. Lara put together for us. And again, the link to that is yourdivineuniqueness.com/Lara, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Lara, L-A-R-A. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or on the replay page. Yeah, beautiful. So, Dr. Lara, can we take questions from the audience?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
All right, so again, everyone, if you are on the phone, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. And for those of you on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. All right, so we have a caller from Michigan. I think it's Mary, phone number ending with 8866. Hello?
Yes. Hello, Monsef. Hello, Lara.
Hi.
This is Mary.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. Hi, how are you?
Yeah. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm enjoying your show and your presentation. I'm driving, so I couldn't really think too far into your process, but it sounded very nice. I'll listen to the replay.
Yes, definitely.
the question that I have for you is I wanted to focus on the nutrition for a little bit. I'm wondering how you address things like food addiction. I understand the importance of eating healthy food and non-processed foods. However, for me, and I know for a lot of other people, it isn't that easy because
mm-hmm.
we tend to have certain kinds of addictions. So I'm just wondering, how do you handle that in your program?
That is a fantastic question, and I want everyone on the line to know today that even if you don't necessarily get through with your question, that you're here and you're meant to hear the answers of everything that comes through. So thank you so much, Mary, for asking this question, because food addiction is, you know, it is a big, I don't want to say hurdle, you know, I don't want to put that barrier up, but it is something that's hard to overcome, I will say that. But really, mm-hmm. my approach is to all addictions most likely stem from some sort of trauma. And that can be trauma in any aspect
right.
of our lives at any age. And so
mm-hmm.
while I am not a trauma specialist, I can depending on, you know, how deep and, you know, how vulnerable that might be for a client, sometimes I refer that deeper trauma work out because in order to truly heal an addiction and to come to a place of peace with it, then a lot of times that deeper work needs to be done with a licensed professional. And, you know, I'm a clinical pharmacist licensed, you know, with a specialty in functional medicine, but I am not a trauma therapist. So, but I will say that having that meditation practice as a baseline helps heal
mm-hmm.
and align so much. And with our intentions are so powerful. So I really work with my clients on getting clear with what their intentions are and also coming to a place of self-love and compassion. Because a lot of times with addiction, we start to get into this habit and this cycle of the self-loathing and the beating up on ourselves when we fall out of our practice. And my approach is not about being perfect. It's not about getting it right 100% of the time. It's how quickly we come back to our tools. And, you know, the longer that we can stay in alignment, that's great. But we're humans. We're not perfect. But there can be that happy balance. And so,
mm-hmm. okay.
you know, each person is so unique and so different. So it really just depends. But those are kind of the foundations of what I do with clients. So, you know, meditation,
okay.
awareness. I practice
uh-huh.
the intuitive eating method. I don't know. Are you familiar with the book?
No.
Let's see.
Okay, your book?
No, it's not my book, but I use the tools in it. It's by Evelyn Tribole, and it's just called Intuitive Eating. So,
I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah. Okay. So it really focuses on, you know, rejecting the diet mentality, honoring your hunger, tuning in with it, making peace with your food. So we talked about that today. challenging the food status quo. And I do that with, you know, looking at what is our relationship with carbs? Do we need them? Do we not? Is paleo, you know, so each person's plan is so individual and specific depending on where they are, what they've been through, and what they want to accomplish. So feeling your fullness, feeling that satiation, understanding what satisfaction actually feels like, because like Monsef said earlier, our lives are so fast, and a lot of times we just eat so unconsciously and in such like a sped up state, you know, like rushing from one thing to the next. So really slowing down and feeling the fullness and feeling the satisfaction. And then also tuning in and uncovering what are those emotions that we have sort of dug into our eating habits. You know, a lot of times with a food addiction, it's unconscious eating. It's eating to medicate, eating to cover up some emotions. And all of those things, you know, I help my clients sort of flesh out and uncover, because with any healing process, awareness is the first step. And so if we just slow down and become aware, and we do that with courage, because some of these things are really scary and uncomfortable, and that's okay, but knowing that you're in a safe space and that, you know, it's okay to examine and uncover, and it'll be like an onion, you know, so there's how the onion peels back in layers, and that is like so much of our healing journey, and especially when it comes with our emotions and food.
Does that
answer your question?
Yes, it does. So thank you very much.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks, Monsef.
Thank you so much, Mary. That's love.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you so much, Lara. That was very inspiring. And like you said, like we need to learn how to communicate and listen to our body through the when you talk about intuitive eating, and also through that, maybe in the first place we need to learn how to differentiate between this between our body's need and addiction, because many times, especially like for sugar, maybe sometimes it feels like it's our body needs more sugar, but it's more about like addiction than intuitive guidance.
Yes. Yes. And when I'm working one-on-one with clients and we really dive deep into this, I can also explain the role of our different neurotransmitters. So the serotonin, the dopamine, and how that connection and that cycle actually did a podcast about addiction in general. And at the beginning, I explained like how the brain chemistry actually changes when we're in a cycle of addiction. But it doesn't have to stay that way, and there are tools available for us to help rebalance that, both with nutritional supplements and behavioral modification, and then, like I said before, just the foundational first step is awareness.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, thank you again, Lara, and thank you, Mary. We have here a caller from California. It's Barbara. Phone number ending with 6375. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi there. This is Barbara.
Hi.
Welcome, Barbara.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm not clear if Lara is intuitive with people about the foods they should eat that are best for their bodies. I'm currently following the plant paradox protocol. I've also followed the Whole 30, which is very similar. No grains, no dairy, no lots of things. But I have also a lot of food reactivity. And so the food's available to me for optimum health, according to what I've done so far. It's just very narrow, and it gets difficult and challenging to stay with. I do notice improvement in my health, but I love to eat. I love to cook, and it's frustrating to me. But also, I just can't tell if this is what I should be doing. And then also, I don't know if your food reactivities change. I mean, I had the testing done like 5 years ago, and I don't know if it's appropriate to take a look at that again, and maybe that shifted, so some of those foods would be available to me again. If there's anything that I just asked that you could address, I would appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. So to answer your first question, my role as an intuitive, yes, I am intuitive, and if let's say like for your individual session, if you wanted to tune in, I could channel from your guides the food that at that moment. So that's the other thing I wanted to say is you're on a healing path, and I have been where you are, and I won't say specifically, but in general with I was diagnosed with IBS when I was 22, and so my journey with gut health and healing has been a long one. And I want you to know that you are on the right path, and the answer to your question about the food reactivity, yes, they can change, because ideally, when you've been on these healing protocols like the Plant Paradox and like the Whole30, ideally, your system is healing along the way, because what you've done with those two things, well, even if we're just using those as an example, is we're taking out the inflammatory things, and we're allowing your body, through eating the whole foods, to heal, and also our body has a natural healing process of its own. So just by the nature of eliminating what's triggering your inflammatory system, that is allowing your body to heal because you're decreasing that inflammation. And so while, let's say that you, how are you with nightshades? Are nightshades one of the things that you're allergic to, or I will say sensitive to?
Yeah. And they're also,
they can be lectins.
They're
yeah.
loaded with lectins, so, which is a foundational thing in the Plant Paradox.
Yes. So with something like nightshades, you might get to a point where you're able to reintroduce them in small amounts, but it's also something that just by the nature of that vegetable and fruit in general, that it can just create inflammation. So it's going to be a matter of reintroducing. So you have two options. You can, if you want to spend the money and do the sensitivity test again, you can. Or have you tried to do reintroductions to see how your body reacts?
No, I haven't done that yet. I've mostly been eliminating things.
Okay, let me ask you this then. How long have you been on the, we'll say this, healing path with the Plant Paradox and the Whole30?
Well, the Plant Paradox about a year, and I've been not consistent with it because I just had an emotional reaction to feeling sort of in jail about eating because the foods I could choose were so narrow and they weren't the things I wanted to eat. So I would have these breakdowns and then in reaction to that do a lot of overeating off of the protocol to sort of self-soothe. So I've been back on it mm-hmm. for a couple of months pretty stringently.
Okay, how about the Whole30? How consistent are you with that?
Well, I haven't, you know, there's a little difference in them. They're pretty much the same program, really. When I did mm-hmm. the Whole30, I was very... And then that was about 6 years ago that I did it the first time. And within three weeks, I noticed a huge difference in inflammation and just how I was able to feel and move. So, mm-hmm. And the difference mainly is Dr. Gundry, who I actually see as a physician now as well, mm-hmm. who's the author of the Plant Paradox. He wants you mainly plant-based diet, and with the Whole30, it's a lot more meat and protein, which I think I react to better. Mm-hmm. And I know with an O-type blood, mm-hmm. if you go by the blood type eating program, which I've done, that it's heavier on proteins. that I've increased for myself.
Okay.
Because I've just felt
sort of
a weakness.
Okay, so I would like to encourage you to try to step away from the concept of weakness and stop beating up on yourself about it. And I like that you said when you were eating the Whole 30, you number one, you saw results and you felt better and it felt more balanced to you. So my recommendation based on, and I'm also an O type, so I totally get how it feels to be deprived of that protein. Because it just feels like when there's not enough protein, and just with anyone in general, if you're not getting enough protein, you're going to be constantly hungry because your body uses that protein as building blocks, especially when you're healing, right? Because you're rebuilding things in your body and you're bringing it back up to its nourished foundation. So I've read The Plant Paradox, and so I'm familiar with it. One of the things that how I approach things in my practice is I try not to be so dogmatic about things, and so it really is about having a balance. And so I would encourage you that if you can maintain the Whole 30 and then bring in pieces of The Plant Paradox for which you know you have the sensitivities. So like for the nightshades, for example, and I don't think the whole 30 has nightshades in it anyway. I think they have you steer clear of that, don't they? If I recall.
Only if you have autoimmune issues. If you don't have autoimmune issues, then you can have nightshades.
Yeah. So
but
I would encourage you.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was just going to say I would encourage you to find that balance, so that you won't have that feeling of being deprived, of being hungry, of being so limited, but knowing that you are eating in a balanced, healthy way that is exactly what your body needs. And eventually, when you feel like you can, or like I said, if you want to do the sensitivity test again, you can totally do that. Try maybe reintroducing a very small amount. And if you're going to introduce, when you reintroduce, and this is for everyone listening, if you've ever done any sort of elimination diet, which I would say the Whole 30 and the Plant Paradox are both types of elimination diets, you reintroduce one thing at a time. And honestly, from my perspective, like once I gave up gluten, I didn't crave carbs anymore in that same way. And so now, every now and then, I'll have some rice or something, but I still maintain the gluten-free lifestyle because I feel so good when I'm doing it. And it's the same thing with dairy for me. I eliminated dairy and so much stuff in my body healed from that. And so those two things, I just know that I don't need, I don't crave, I'm not going back. But for me, I have a love affair with tomatoes. So even though that I know if I overdo it, I know I'm going to feel the effects of it. So I have small amounts. I really only eat them seasonally. So in the summer, I grow my own now. So there's different things you can do. And again, like if I see my body starting to get to that point of inflammation, then I back off. And so you can have the things that you love, even if it's in the small amounts. And I bet you that if you try it that way, not only you, Barbara, but everyone on the call, that if you allow yourself just a small amount, that you'll feel that satiation and that satisfaction, and you won't feel compelled to you won't feel that deprivation and the craving. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, good. Do you recommend any particular place to go for the reactivity tests, like food reactivity testing?
I don't have a specific outlet that I use right now. I do have some available and I could, I don't know if we could get your email and I could email you at a later date with those once I, but I don't have any off the top of my head. I have a question for you though. Have you looked at your DNA, like your 23andMe or any of like your health data DNA?
No.
That might be something for you to look into if you're because with certain SNPs, I don't know if you've heard of the MTHFR or the DOA. With those can give us ideas of food sensitivities that, again, because they're within our DNA, then they require different types of support in order for us to either have those foods. So, like for me personally, I do have a couple of the MTHFR SNPs. And so the way my body, you know, metabolizes the B vitamins and its detox pathways are, we'll just say they're altered. And they require some workarounds in order to get everything working together and smoothly. And also, too, with the DOA as well. And that's one of the things, when I discovered the DOA factor, then that explained a lot of my sensitivities with food. And there is a histamine supplement. It's called histamine blocker. And it's sort of a misnomer, but anyway, what it does is it helps your body clear out the debris. So if we're constantly inflamed, then that natural process is histamine production. And, but sometimes if we're missing the certain SNPs, which includes the DOA, then our bodies can't clear those histamine byproducts. And then we start to have, whether it's GI symptoms or swelling or different types of inflammation. For me, it manifested as frequent nosebleeds. And so once I discovered just this one little piece and I was able to give my body a tool to help clear it, then again, like so many different other things cleared up and fell into place. So that might be something that you'll...
I get frequent nosebleeds too, so I'm going to check into that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You said you like the Plant Paradox too, so if you're curious and want to learn more about the different DNA SNPs, there's an excellent book called The Dirty Genes by Brian Lynch.
Okay.
It's Ben Lynch, L-Y-N-C-H.
Okay.
And he really dives deep. So it's a matter of, like, how much do you really want to know?
Yeah.
But if it's something that piques your interest, then I would recommend that book.
Wonderful. I appreciate all of your time and information. Thank you, Laura.
You're so welcome.
Wonderful.
Thanks.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye for now. That was wonderful. Thank you so much, Laura. And let's see, we have a caller from New Jersey, phone number ending with 1262. Hello? Moorestown, New Jersey. Are you with us? Hello? Okay. 1262. Okay, it's fine. Dr. Laura, again, really thank you so much for the guidance that you gave to our callers. That was very, very inspiring, and also loved the details in which you talked. He talks about with both callers, whether the addiction or also about the plants. So we thank you so much for that. Also, thank you for everything you shared throughout the call today. It was really, really inspiring, very informative, and very powerful, especially through the activation that we did with you. So, yeah, thank you so much, Laura.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate being here today.
Beautiful. And so everyone, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for your questions, for the energy that you shared with us, and this space that you co-created with us. So very grateful to you. And again, highly recommend working with Laura, and you can find her her package on the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/Lara, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Lara, L-A-R-A. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or on the replay page. So yeah, thank you again, everyone. And I'm sending you so much love. And I will see you on the next call. Bye-bye, everyone.